Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. Where else can you listen to Big Brother House Guests, Survivor Castaways, and the Amazing Racer Racers? That's right, here at the Rad Reality Show.
I got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be.
It's the Rad Reality Show. Tonight it's Thursday night, and we will be having a assortment of different subjects. So don't sit back and twiddle your thumbs. Turn off your television. You know, interact with us and have fun tonight. I want you guys to call in, though. Please participate. The show won't be good without your participation. 347-237-5506. Make sure you push the 1 because I'm not going to pick up unless you push the 1.
Hi, everyone. How are y'all doing on this June 7th of 2012? I'd like to say thank y'all for being here with us on this nice night on the Rad Reality Show. My name is Cherry Garcia, and I'll be your host along with Mr. Paul from Minnesota. Tonight is our reality roundtable show where we'll be talking about all kinds of reality shows. So if you have one that is a favorite of yours and you'd like to talk about it, we invite you to get your fingers busy and dial 347-237-5506 and chat with us about it. Isn't that right, Paul?
That's right, y'all. I heard you
y'all.
Say y'all. You said it.
How are you
Cherry.
Doing?
I'm doing good. I had great restraint. I messaged you something. I had great restraint.
We do have to restrain ourselves once in a while when we're on the air.
Yeah. So, no, it's everything's going good. We're at halftime. I know you don't watch sports, but they're deep into the playoffs of the NBA, that is the basketball people. And the Celtics and the Boston Celtics and Miami Heat are playing, and they're at halftime. And if Boston wins tonight, they advance to the finals. But it looks like Miami's come out a little more motivated. They're up by, I think, 13 at the halftime. So I know Michelle Costa is probably glued to her set watching it because she's a big Celtics fan.
I bet she is watching. If she's not working, that girl's been working a lot too.
I'd like to say a welcome back. Been too long for that girl.
Yeah, I'm so glad she's joining us tonight. It's been a long time. And it's good to see Lola and BB Boston and Chi-Town Joe. I went and personally gave that girl an invitation to join us because I noticed that she's watching BB UK. And I thought maybe she could talk to us a little bit about BB UK and what's going on and how you watch and all that kind of good stuff.
I would love for her to come on because I actually have watched the first three nights. And while we're on that subject, they air every night. I think there's an exception Monday or Sunday and Monday, but mostly every single night they have a one-hour show that starts at 10 p.m. local time in England. And after that first hour show, they've got a wrap-up show that runs for an hour right after it. And that means at 4 o'clock my time, central time zone, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, I can go online and watch a live stream that somebody's put up there of the local television broadcast there in England. So it's 6 hours difference in the central time zone. And so 4 o'clock my time, 5 o'clock Eastern. Anyway, it's kind of interesting to watch. I wish there were streams. That's one thing that I would rather like to add to it, but they really don't have that. So
yeah, I have not watched before, but I would love to get into that because I've heard such good things about it.
It is one of the more popular ones. This is considered their BB13 season. Now, maybe that girl can answer it for me. I don't know if their 13th season includes the celebrity versions that they've had as well. So,
I know there's so many different Big Brothers going on around the world, and find out, you know, what another Big Brother is like. Let's see if this is her right now. Area code 503.
It's me.
Hi, Bears. Beth,
hi.
Girl, how are you?
Thank
you
good.
So much for calling in and chatting with us tonight. It's good to have
Thanks.
You back. We haven't
Thanks.
Seen you in a while.
I usually listen. I'm never in the chat, but I'm always listening.
I can't say always.
You're a little early for me sometimes because I'm on the West Coast and it's dinner time. But sometimes I'm there or I go listen to the recording.
Okay.
Well,
so
now you're still with us.
Yes. Thanks. Did you hear my question as far as then numbering? This is BB UK 13. Do you know, is that include celebrity or is that just the normal 13 seasons or normal people?
I'm not too sure, but I don't think the when they say celebrity UK, they don't have a number with it. And normally it comes on a few months or at one season it came on, the girl who won came out, they congratulated her and she went right back in for celebrity.
Okay.
I mean,
wow.
That happened once. I've only been watching it, I think, a few seasons. And so I'm not sure about the celebrity. I believe when I watched it once, they were almost the same number as we are here. So I believe the celebrity is not counted in that.
Now,
I just had a celebrity a few months ago.
Hey, I need to ask you what kind of phone you're on.
A cell phone, is it not good?
We're getting every once in a while a little pop. To describe it, it's almost like if somebody had a microphone and they kept tapping the microphone, that type of thing.
Let me move it away from my computer if that does anything. I don't know. Is it still there?
Now, we have had I'll tell you this. We have had success in the past of people calling back in. If this continues, it's a matter of just calling back in, and a lot of times the problem disappears. But we'll try it for a while.
So far, okay. I haven't heard it.
Tell me when to call back in. I'm no problem. I can't tell you I have much to say about this show, but like I was telling Terry, I could have watched last night's show and totally forgot it if you asked me any questions today. I have the worst memory, but I love it. I love it.
So how do you watch it? Where do you go? And tell
okay.
us a little bit.
I go on YouTube. I've always gone to this guy on YouTube. Now, last year or last season, he gave his Twitter account because he gets his things taken off, his shows taken off so much that he has changed his channel. So he gave you his Twitter so you can keep up with what channel he had to move to. So right now, and I think even on the launch day, he had a day missing. There's six parts to the launch day, which that's what they call their first day. And one day two is missing, or not day two, part two is missing, but then there's a fix. So you have to kind of look for it on his channel on YouTube. But let me
Do you prefer us calling you always by your chat name, that girl, or can we call you by your...
My real name is Nancy, if you want to call me that.
Nancy. I have a cousin, Nancy, that lives in the Portland area. How strange is that?
Oh,
No, here's so you don't watch it for the live broadcast. You wait until they're posted on YouTube and watch it that way. Is that correct?
Yeah, because I believe the live is on at about 12 o'clock for me. 12 a.m. 12 p.m. in the afternoon.
2 p.m.
The only time I've watched it live is, I believe, the finale. It's like sort of in the middle of the day for me, so I just don't. But and I don't mind not having the feeds really for them because I feel it's so different than ours. I don't know. It seems like we get so much that I think, how much better can the feeds be? I just think they're just so amusing. And
all right, Nancy.
Yeah, I think we're going to have to ask you if you can call back in.
Okay, let me call back and try it.
Okay, Nancy, I will say this to the people listening. We have had many times when it's more of a blog talk thing than blaming people's telephones, is my opinion, Cherry. I don't know if you feel the same way, but it has happened many times where we've had certain sound issues, and when people call back in, the connection works better the second time. And I have no idea why, but... hey, so far it works, right?
It does, and if we can get a great, clear connection the second time, it's worth asking someone to call back in so we can have a nice, clear connection and hear them and not have all the popping and noise in the background. So,
let's try this again.
Thank you so much for doing that for us. It's really sweet of you to call back in.
Oh, no problem. Hopefully it's better. I can't tell you I get the best reception here, so.
Well, when you hung up, we were commenting on it. It is more likely a blog talk connection. It's not people's personal phones that do it. It just seems, from our experience, to be sometimes on the first connection via blog talk, something happens, and the next time you call in, it's a better connection. So thanks for doing that. So you've got to comment on some of. All right. First of all, how badly did you feel for Dina on the first night?
Wow.
And for those of you that haven't watched it, she spells her name Deanna. D-E-A-N-A, but she keeps saying, no, I pronounce it Dina. So, at any rate, tell them what happened, those that haven't watched it, what I'm referring to.
Okay. They have a big, launch day. I mean, compared to ours, oh, it's huge. They have a crowd. They scream. They yell. They boo. That's another thing I like. They get to boo. But anyway, we don't get to do that here. They get to boo. They don't like you. They boo. They actually pick a name. They have 16 house guests this time. They pick the name of the person who would go in first. So they picked her. They called her out. You see a little video about each one of them, which is another thing I like. And she
all
went
right.
in.
You broke up for a second, and what you people didn't hear is they picked this out of the 16 people, they randomly picked somebody to go in first. The randomly
right.
was cut out. So go ahead, Nick.
Right. So she was excited, but what they told her is that she's immune to being evicted this week. They get evicted on Friday. But in there, she will, by the end of that night, she has to vote for 3 people to put up for eviction. So the whole time she's in there, she's talking to them, they're all meeting her, and she's thinking, oh, my gosh, who am I going to, you know. At first she thought, oh, big deal, it's no big deal, I like this, bring it on. But, you know, then she has to face, then she had to stand up live.
Yeah, I loved, however, throughout the night, the audience, you know, the watchers knew about this. And
right.
the camera kept showing, and she's gorgeous, she's a beautiful girl. And the camera kept going to her face, and you could see she was starting, as time went on, you could see she was stressing more and more and more. And then right near the end of the show, they say, house guests, and tell them what happened.
Yeah, she had to stand up in front of everybody and make her nominations and give a reason. Now, one thing, reason why she was voting for them, one thing or one of the many things about that Big Brother, you have to give a reason when you nominate, and you just can't say, because I don't like the color of her hair. You have to give them a reason. They don't like you to just give any reason. They want a good reason. You'll see when they go in the diary room that you have to think of a good reason, or they'll tell you to think of another one. Well, on the first day, who has a good reason?
Wow.
The poor girl, the first guy, she said, I didn't talk to him enough. The second girl, woman, I think they let her get away with it, but they didn't. I think she said she had evil eyes. The lady didn't like that at all. And I think the third girl, I don't remember what she said about the third girl, but the third girl got kind of upset about it. But how can you get upset? It's a very difficult thing to do.
Yeah, I really felt bad for her, because here's all these people that she's basically, one by one, they're starting to spend time getting to know people. They're all excited to be in the house, and then all of a sudden, she basically is an executioner, you know? And
mm-hmm.
all these
yeah.
people, they have these big dreams of being on Big Brother. They got into the house. There was one girl that went in that I thought she was going to hyperventilate when she got in there. She was so excited about being in there. And then all of a sudden, here Dina gets up and has to tell them that their dream might be over. And it's a matter of, you know, half an hour, 45 minutes of just chatting in this big crowd that she has to make this decision.
Right.
Just like on America's Big Brother, you know, people sort of shy away from wanting to get that
first
HOH because
HOH, yes.
that's, you know, a tough position to be in. And they get to know the people for over a week before they have
mm-hmm.
to nominate. But
mm-hmm.
still, that first HOH is not one that people really want to get because it's tough. So I can imagine having, like, just a few hours and then have to
yeah.
nominate 3 people. That's really tough.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Somebody's going out Friday, and somebody new is coming in.
There is
really?
A wild card.
Yeah.
Yes, there is a wild card twist. They presented at the end of the show or on the post show that there were 3 people of those that didn't, of the original 16. There are 3 people that the audience will vote on, and they all had their little videos. One girl and two guys, and the audience, I'm laughing because I keep thinking about Anthony. He's just so damn weird. But the audience or the you know, the public votes on who goes in. So as soon as this first person walks out of the house, they're going to put another person back in that was voted on by the fans.
Yeah. But instead, they don't do this every year. Another thing about this show, first of all, when they go in the diary room, you hear their Big Brother speaking to them, which we don't hear here. I love that. And all people leave that show so much. They go in the diary room, I've had enough, I can't take it. And normally they will say to them, okay, why? And, you know, they ask them why, and they tell them, and they say, okay, how about if you go out, just take a day, think about it, and if you want to go home, we'll make arrangements. I mean, last season, I think 3 people left. They just sleep.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I need to ask you, because there's so much to talk about, but first person that I could not believe, and she's just in there half hour, maybe 2 hours, was Ashley. I mean, that girl, she started sitting there talking about...
Oh, yeah.
Golden showers. I mean...
Oh, my goodness.
She has no restraint, so she is absolutely crazy, and I think she was the one that was throwing the F-bombs out nonstop. Then we have a former teacher, Benedict.
Mm-hmm.
He was a former teacher that is now a stripper and a porn actor.
Yep.
Then we have two people in there with the name of Luke. And Luke A. is a 31-year-old transgender. He was born a woman, and what, like 4 years ago or something like that, he had his boob.
Man. I think he's a good looking guy. Makes a good guy. You'd never know it.
No. Speaking of which, his voice is very manly, and then we have this this other guy.
That is freaky. That is so freaky.
Whose name is Chris, who is a bailiff during the day and a doorman at night who has a higher voice than some women, certainly higher than a few that I could name right now.
and if we didn't tell anybody who was the transgender, they would think it was Chris, because even though he doesn't look like he'd ever be a woman, but just hearing him, the voice is so the most bizarre. It's just so bizarre.
All right, Dina.
That takes me back to that. Did you guys ever see the Seinfeld with the high voice?
Yeah, that's it. There you go. That's it. Exactly. But nobody seems to care. It's just so weird. It doesn't bother them over there. Because when the guy told people he was transgender, for me, I'd go, "Oh my God, really?" I'd be so intrigued, so intrigued. And these people just, and I'm thinking, people. You know, look at this guy. I think he's such a good-looking guy. I guess you could think he was a girl because he's so good-looking. He's got a pretty face, I guess. But they have some unusual people on that other show that they have that's connected to Big Brother, a bit on the side. Have you ever watched that, Paul?
Yep.
And you see that guy? Is that the guy that's I don't even know if he's transgender, if he dresses like, I mean, looks like Cher, but his lips are like huge. Have you ever seen that guy? And it's no big deal
I'm
to
not
them.
Not exactly. I don't know, but there have been some oddballs.
He's odd.
It's not all pretty people, but speaking of pretty people, Dina, who had to choose, she is currently the reigning Miss India, UK. She's from the UK, but has lived in India, and apparently they had a pageant over there. So, I mean, she's, like I said, a beautiful woman. The one person that she did put up is a woman named Lydia, and Lydia is engaged to somebody that apparently is well-known in the UK. I'd never heard of Andy Scott Lee. Had you, Nance?
No.
She's a dancer. She's actually worked on Meryl Streep's the movie Mamma Mia and all this type of thing. She's interesting. There's a guy, Adam, who is living in the UK now, but he's originally from Philadelphia. So we've got an American in there, but he has a criminal past and spent time in jail. There's so many interesting people. It's mm-hmm. I'm starting to catch on. But how does the here's why I would want live streams. The country, the fans vote.
Right.
All they have to go on is whatever they're shown of these people
mm-hmm.
on the episodes.
Yeah, I think they have live streaming, but of course we can't see it because if you watch, I mean, I guess they could, because if you watch their show Bit on the Side, which comes on after their show, I think, I don't know if it comes on every day, they show clips, and I'm always saying, how come I didn't see that? They look like they're edited clips, and I'm thinking, how come we didn't see that? So, I mean, I think they have live, and the thing is, they're voting, they can vote, they vote during the live show. The voting closes sometime during the live show. So they can vote all the way up till a live show, till, I don't know, 30 minutes in or something.
Wow. So what other shows do you watch, Nancy? What other reality shows?
Well, I sort of watch Mob Wives, but kind of, sort of.
Do you watch Hell's Kitchen or?
No, I don't watch. No, I watch weird stuff. I watch Dance Mom. And I just started watching On the Fly. That's the one at the...
Yes.
I like that. At the airport.
Yes.
All the crazy things that go on at the airport. That's kind of interesting.
That's fun with Southwest Airlines.
Yeah. Oh,
yes.
That's what it is. Okay. Yeah, I just watched it yesterday because I've been taping it and I haven't watched it yet. But, you know, and the other normal things, but... That's about. I just love people in the UK. I love the celebrity one. That's really good, and it's so much more fun than ours. You know, they do. They get punished for things. We don't get that here, and they get punished for things. They do hilarious. They do hilarious challenges or things they have to, like last. I think it was last year. They were told that they had to say. They went to the passage challenge. They had to say yes. When they were calling the diary room and asked something, they had to say yes for everything. And they had a box that was locked. So in the end of this whole challenge, they got a key to open the box, and that told them how many times they could get away with saying no to win the challenge. So last year, this one girl, she loves spray tans. And they call her in the diary room, and they said, "Ha, Alex, how would you like a spray tan?" "Oh, yeah, 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 I'd love it," because she missed her spray tan, so they gave her a spray tan. When they did that, I was in tears during this whole thing. I was laughing so hard because all of a sudden it dawned on me what they were going to do. She leaves the diary room. Not 2 seconds later, "Alex, please come to the diary room." They sit her down. They read the exact same thing they just said to her. "Alex, you've been in this Big Brother house so and so amount of time. How would you like a spray tan?" Well, she has to say yes in order to pass this challenge.
Oh, no.
So she said yes, and they spray tan her right there. She comes back out again, and she says, "Oh, look at this." So then she goes back in the bedroom. They call her in again. She goes, "What?" She goes back in again. I think they called her in 4 times.
Oh, my God.
When she came out, she was, they called her an Oompa Loompa. She was, like, so brown, and she has bleached, platinum bleached hair. I was crying. I was laughing so hard. She was so pissed by the time it was finished. It was hilarious.
See, Big Brother over here doesn't do those kind of things.
No,
they don't.
And they get punished for doing the wrong things. Last year, in Celebrity Big Brother, they had 2 twins. I thought they'd be so obnoxious. I thought they were so entertaining, so funny. They called them in the diary room because they were just being little brats. They were very young. They're 18 or 19 or something. They called them in and made them dress like babies, and they had to act like babies until Big Brother told them they could stop. But they liked it. They wore, put them in diapers. They put them in a little hat and little pacifier, and they liked it. They were so funny. So they're walking around in diapers, and they make them do silly things. And one year they had to make a music video. So they get music. They could sing. They get music.
You're kidding.
No, sometimes they have to clean the house because it gets so bad that Big Brother tells them to clean the house. They give them aprons. They give them all this equipment. Then they put music on, and then, of course, they edit it. So they're dancing, and it's just – and then one time they had to – their challenge was to make a music video. So they had people come in, put down tracks for each one of their voices. They sang this music video. They had to dance and choreography and all that. The optic was they had to get 100,000 hits to watch this video to win the challenge. I thought the video was the cutest thing ever. It was so cute. They were dancing. They were singing. I said, we don't do anything fun like that. It's too. They don't take it as serious as we do here, the way we play the game. At least I don't think so.
Now, what season was it that they had their look-alike puppets? Because it was just before BB12.
That
remember
was
BB12 had those, they put on those sock puppets, and
yeah,
I thought how rinky dink these puppets that they had in that BBUK were professionally, you know, probably $1,000 puppets. They were like Jim Henson or whatever, the Muppets. They were just amazing. Remember that?
Maybe I don't remember that then. Wasn't this the one they had to decorate their own puppets, right? Or no?
No, they...
Maybe I don't remember that.
It was the same season that you're talking about, the girl that won it went right back in. It was her season.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's Josie. And
yeah. Oh, my God. I'm going to see if I can find the video of that.
It was either 2011 or 2010. Yeah, I think it was 11, right. Yeah. Josie,
doesn't it seem like Big Brother in America has picked out some of their ideas from some of the Big Brothers from other countries? Like they've gotten some of their little challenge ideas or some of their ideas from some of the other Big Brothers around the countries that, you know, like you're mentioning the puppets. Big Brother used that. They had puppets that looked like the house guests.
Yeah.
Well, the fortune teller was on UK before it was on Big Brother, but the fortune teller in UK actually would come alive and spit out things. I think they had to do, or I can't even remember. But it came out, it started moving, and then something came out, and they had to run up there and get it.
Right, that's another one I've heard that was something that they used. There's a number of things that I've heard that they have picked up from other Big Brothers around, you know, I think UK is one that they've picked up from the most, but other Big Brothers around the world that they've had, you know, great ideas, great challenges, or great, you know, themes, particularly
mm-hmm.
themes. I think Big Brother US has sort of taken little bits and pieces and incorporated them into our themes or our, you know, challenges or whatever it might be. And that's kind of cool, but, you know, I would like to see, you know, Big Brother US really pick up the speed and do something really big this year. I'm hoping that the Glass House challenging them really gets them on the ball and we see a great season this year.
Oh, I know. I hope so, because they don't have elaborate, I would say no elaborate sets on the UK as far as their challenges. They're pretty cheesy, but they're hilarious. They're so funny, but they also have their strict, moments. There was one year I was watching, and they had to watch a video, each little team, they had to watch a video, and they had to learn a dance. And so they practiced, and they did the dance, and I thought, oh, they did that pretty good. Nope, it wasn't pretty much perfect. So Big Brother did not give them a pass on it. And I thought, you got to be kidding me. I mean, how good do they think they would? But they can be strict about a lot of things. And then they get punished, and unlike us, they get punished and they can't do, you know, it's different. It's the same, but it's different. It's just so funny. I just think it's hilarious.
I'm going to have to check it out.
Yeah, they won't buy that. Yeah, you should. It's very amusing. And then listen to all their accents and...
When did it start?
It's just on the second day.
Okay, so today is the second day?
Yeah, today was the second day. The launch day, and there's usually three to a day when they put on YouTube. The launch is six parts. Launch day is six parts. I think it's like an hour long. And the launch is even better than ours. You know, they come out one by one. They show a little video about them. They talk to them a few minutes. And then when they get out, they interview them. They come out to the crowd. The crowd boos or yays or whatever they want. Then they take them in this little part. They sit in the seat, and they interview them for a while. And then after that, they have a separate show called Bit on the Side, where all they do is talk about Big Brother. I'm thinking, gosh, why don't we have any of that?
So it's a lot more than what Julie Chen does.
Yeah, it's a lot more than Julie Chen. You get to know these people because they interview them a lot, and, you know, we don't do nothing. You're done. Bye.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's just, I really think it's just so, I don't know, I find it very entertaining. So I think
I'm going to have to check that out.
And they're all sleeping in, they all sleep in one room, one giant room.
In one room?
Yeah, there's a bunch of beds in there, and there's 16 of them this year. And they're all in one big room. Yeah. Which makes it good because, you know, some people talking stay up late and then other people get mad at them or whatever. And they have to do challenges for their food. And then they have a list. And depending on how much money they got, they get to write down on their list what they want for the week. And
it
then they give
so
it to Big Brother.
Big Brother.
Yeah.
You know, in so many ways, it sounds so different. They get music, you know,
mm-hmm.
they get punished, they get, you know, it just sounds so different than ours. I can't wait to watch it and see the differences and the likenesses of...
And it's great to hear in the diary room, to hear the guy actually speaking to them.
Oh, that's got to be the best.
I love it. I love it. I don't know, I find it so fun and so amusing. You know, they're not, you know, ours are so involved in winning the game. And whenever I watch it in UK, I'm thinking, boy, does anybody really want to win this game? They just, I don't know. It's funny.
In ours,
really
I seem to think that there is a lot of manipulation that goes on in the diary room with Big Brother and
mm-hmm.
the questions they ask. And I think that Big Brother manipulates the game almost too much.
Yeah.
And that's why we don't get to hear what goes on
right.
in the diary room, because there is so much manipulation.
Right.
If they took all that out and let the game actually play out as fairly as possible, and they ask everyone the same questions and let everything be straight on fair and didn't manipulate everything so much, I think it would be a much better show, and we'd get to hear everything that happened in the diary room, and I think it would be much more entertaining.
The diary rooms are entertaining just for the reason, because you hear them ask some questions, and you get to hear the answer back, and I don't know. I find their show just, I don't know. I think it's just a lot of fun.
Don't you think there's a lot of manipulation that goes on in our diary room sessions?
Yes, because of course, you know, if they want a particular person to stay, or they want to, let you know that something's going on. Of course, they're going to gear the questions. I'm not going to come right out and say it. But, you know, if you really sat there and think, why are they asking me this?
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah, totally.
Right.
Yeah.
So I think it would be good if our big brother took that portion of it and stopped all the manipulation and let us listen to the diary room sessions and didn't manipulate so much. Kept it clean and let things flow as it's supposed to and let the game play out.
Me too. That's what they, I totally think they should do that.
Yeah, I think it would be a lot more fun.
It would be. It totally would be. Because watch, you have to watch it, Terry.
I'm anxious to see it. I'm so anxious to see it.
Yeah, you have to, and the website that I gave, or the YouTube that I gave you, you have to be careful because last year I found out I'd wait too long a period of time before I watched some of them, and a lot of times the guy would have them taken off. And so I'd have to go hunting to see who I could find recorded that day, because he's getting a lot of his taken down. So if you watch it maybe daily, you can actually see it before maybe it's gets taken down.
Yeah.
So,
hey, I appreciate you calling in and talking because I knew Cherry hadn't watched it yet, and I said, "Oh, great!" when she told me that you were calling in to talk about it because I actually have watched the episodes.
Okay.
So I thank you so much for calling in.
Alrighty,
I do want.
Anytime. Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.
Nancy, thanks so much. This has been
a great help.
I really appreciate you coming in and calling in tonight. And I can't wait to watch this. This is going to be so much
great.
Fun.
Good.
Take care, hon.
Bye-bye.
That's what we need our chatters to do, to call in and help us with the shows that they're watching like that.
Absolutely.
Did you read Cindy's post in the chat room, hon? Oh.
I did. That's so sad.
You know, dogs are so amazing in so many different areas. You know, God really gave us a wonderful animal in dogs. And anyway, I didn't mean for it to transition to this, but one thing you had mentioned talk about if anybody was watching that new Dogs in the City episode. And I don't know what was on your list next or anything, Cherry, but
I am watching Dogs in the City. I have not watched the latest one. It's still on my TiVo, but I love that show. I think it's so much fun to see how someone interacts with dogs. And you know how much of a dog person I am. I mean, my house is completely decorated. I have dog statues, dog pictures, and everything. I mean, even my dish towels have dogs embroidered on them. Seriously.
Now, that I hadn't heard that one before. The one thing is I have been spoiled with the dog whisperer. I think, so far, I don't see this guy, or maybe he doesn't have the same editing opportunities, but to me, the dog whisperer is always going to be my favorite. I don't know if I've ever asked you if you watch that. I just assume you do.
Oh, I actually went and saw him live here in St. Louis, and it was so much fun to go and see him live and watch him on stage with real dogs. Just a great, great guy. And he is the real deal. And this guy that's on Dogs in the City, I think is, you know, some people just have a very great connection with dogs and they know how to interact with them. And I don't take anything away from either one of them.
Absolutely.
Some people are sort of degrading this guy and saying, he's just, trying to be dog whisperer, and he's not, and he's just, you know, a wannabe, and, you know, I've heard some negative stuff, but I think, you know, there are people who just have a natural connection and they know how to interact with dogs. And if they have that gift, God bless them. You know?
Celebrate it.
Yes. And I think it's fun to watch someone who can do that with dogs and do it with ease and connect with them and show other owners how to work with their dogs. Some people have such a tendency, like I do, to spoil their dogs.
I got to interrupt you. Because in the episode you haven't watched, the most recent one, you will find the uber spoiling woman on there. Oh, my God. She's got this bulldog. I'm not going to say anymore, but she was – that is one of the biggest challenges, is to get through to the owners.
Exactly. And I think more of it is – training the owners than it is training the dogs, because we tend to spoil them so much and give them more than they should have, more leeway than they should have, more treats and food than they, you know, we give them people food when they shouldn't have it. We give them more treats and make them fat. My dogs would never be fat because they're sight hounds, but a lot of people overfeed their dogs and then they're, you know, overweight and they have to put them on diets. And, you know, it's just, like Lola says, it's always the owners. People train their dogs in the wrong ways and then they have to go back and undo.
They put too much human emotions onto their dogs.
That's so true. And I'm so guilty of spoiling my dogs. They're spoiled rotten. But I have learned over the years that I don't spoil them in certain ways. I don't give them too much people food, you know, that kind of thing. But they are spoiled rotten, and I wish every dog on the planet could be spoiled, because when I see dogs that are in puppy mills and, you know, ones that are harmed and beaten and that kind of thing, it just rips my heart out.
I don't even like thinking about that.
But I'd much rather see the ones that are spoiled. But, you know, this show is something that I think a lot of people can connect with, and it's just a fun show to watch. I think a lot of people will. It's a lighthearted show.
I like what Cindy said. Oh, big wig. Oh, my God. Anyway.
We're all still working on our husbands, Cindy.
Now I've lost control. I'm sorry. Glass House. Do we want to talk about that now, or is that?
Sure. The Glass House is, oh boy, where to start with the Glass House? CBS is still going full force with their lawsuit, and there was a very long meeting. Let's see if I can pull this up here. 7-hour deposition held on Sunday. On Friday, I think it was. A hearing took place Friday, during which ABC was ordered to hand over a bunch of documents, including an up-to-date outline of Glass House. And a lengthy deposition took place. It was Sunday, of defendant Kenny Rosen, executive producer of Glass House and former producer of Big Brother. The Rosen interrogation lasted 7 hours, according to court documents, during which he was grilled about the format for Glass House and whether he is using any secret information or resources from his previous job at Big Brother to create the ABC show. The deposition is part of CBS's effort to figure out exactly what Glass House is so its lawyers can fashion an effective argument to stop it. To that end, CBS also filed court papers late Monday with the U.S. District Court Judge Gary Fees, proposing an expedited schedule to gather more information. And it goes on, and the story says that CBS undeniably has an interest in stopping the irreparable harm caused by defendants' ongoing misappropriation of trade secrets, infringement of Big Brother's copyright, and other unlawful activity, including spoilation of evidence, the proposed schedule argues. For those reasons, CBS intends to seek a temporary restraining order preventing the ongoing production and imminent airing of The Glass House on June 18th. ABC and Rosen responded with their own court filing disputing CBS's characterization of the case and Rosen's deposition. For example, it is misleading and frankly irrelevant to the legal claims that Mr. Rosen said he hired more than 20 people with prior experience on Big Brother, the defendants argued. What CBS does not tell this court is that Mr. Rosen also testified that the vast majority of these people worked with Mr. Rosen more recently on a different reality show, Hell's Kitchen, that has nothing to do with Big Brother. It is true that Mr. Rosen hires people with whom he has experience working on reality shows. There is nothing improper about that. So basically what he's saying is, you know, I worked with all these people on Hell's Kitchen since I worked with them on Big Brother.
Right.
And there's nothing improper about that. So what is CBS, you know, trying to do here? The defendant also takes aim at the CBS's claim that certain evidence shows that trade secrets from Big Brother are being used on Glass House. It is preposterous for CBS to argue that a one-page outdated master control room schedule from an old season of Big Brother is a trade secret, the filing argued.
You know what I thought? I thought immediately, well, somebody just got a, you know, maybe a collectible, you know, a souvenir that might be worth something someday. But
yeah.
The other thing is that they could not expedite it, and the next day is like on the 15th, like 3 days before the premiere night, is the next big thing where apparently they're going to hand over some of this stuff and CBS is going to try to, you know, put together, you know, an argument. So this is not done yet. We will find out probably a couple days before the scheduled premiere date whether or not the show is going on.
Yeah, I can't believe that they're actually going after ABC this hard and this heavy when it doesn't appear to me like they really have that big of a leg to stand on.
Yeah. Now, I want to address, other than the legal stuff, I want to address that I was able to do some Googling. Some other people found it as well. First of all,
I saw you Googling all kinds of people on the Glass House the other night.
The girl that I said that I really liked, whose name was Joy, a nurse from Fredericksburg, Virginia. Turns out that she is a Playboy model. She is not a nurse. She is a Playboy model, and ironically, her last name is Glass. Her name's Joy Glass. That's one that I discovered. This Apollo guy goes by the name Apollo Poetry. That is a stage name. This guy has a website. He's all about entertainment and involved in, you know, different, you know, entertainment ventures and movies and stuff like that. He's put together some shorts. I can't remember what his real name is, but he goes by Apollo Poetry. It's his stage name. Then this guy who seemed like the sweet guy from Dallas, Texas, he was the one, if you remember, Cherry, I played it. I'm 6'3" and all this. He was a bail bondsman from Dallas, Texas. Well, this guy is in L.A., and he is got this YouTube channel of a lot of, you know, freewheeling rapping. He's also got a website where he's appeared in several comedy places in L.A., and so he's somewhat of a comedian. He's all over the entertainment, and his name is Alex Stein. And then there is Melissa from Chicago, and I don't know when you're going to bring him up, but she, I don't know when she last lived in Chicago, to be honest with you. She is an L.A. girl. She has for years been a reporter for PokerNews.com. She's been all over the world interviewing. She's the one that said if she won, she would move to Panama and
right.
go
she
online poker.
Right, buy a house
poker.
In Panama so she could play online poker.
She is a aspiring TV personality. She has interviewed all these poker, you know, these celebrities that play in poker tournaments.
Yeah,
she's
actually been on many programs from what I read.
Right. She had this boxing, she just, it's all about entertainment for these people. They're not normal house guests, if you will. And
right. So it seems to me like ABC already is sort of lying to us.
Stacking the deck.
Good way to put it. But they're just not being up front with us at all. All of these people
Uh-oh.
Have these bios that
I can't
are not...
hear anybody.
Pardon me?
Where did you go? Can you
My
hear me, Sherry?
Skype. I can hear you.
All right. I better watch what I'm saying because I couldn't hear what you just I thought I was totally disconnected. Okay. Sorry.
Stacking the deck is a good way to put it, but they, you know, they all have these bios that are just not true. And to me, that really spoils my anticipation for The Glass House, because if the bios are not true and they're feeding us a bunch of BS from the jump start on this show, then how am I to believe the rest of the show when, you know, obviously we're not going to have live feeds 24/7 like Big Brother does, so we're only
right.
going to get
the... Right, and for those of you, speaking of the feeds, for those of you that don't know, we get 3 hours, or is it 4 hours on Monday night, and then we get Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, we get 1 hour feeds. That's it, people.
And Lola says, really tired of the wannabes. I am, too. And if all these people that are going into the Glass House are just people that want to be in the entertainment business, then, you know, I'm just, like Lola says, tired of those kind of people. I want to see regular people. I want to see
yep.
people that are just like you and I. Well, maybe not like me, but because I'm pretty boring. But, you know, I just want to see regular people that go in the house and interact with other regular people and aren't people that are in it just to become famous.
Right. So that was disappointing for me to find out about several of these folks. I don't know about, you know, the other eight. I kind of quit after I found those first four, you know. I mean, I did try, but was unsuccessful on some. But it does change the way I'm going to, you know, watch this and feel about it. And I don't know.
Yeah, it's kind of sad because I was really looking forward to it, and then we find out that, you know, these people are different than what their bios say, and it really sort of sours the grapes.
Yeah, it does sour it.
I would love to hear what Ron had to say about this, you know, what his Ronism
yeah.
would be, you know?
So because our switchboard doesn't always show it, do you show?
Yes, I want to go ahead and pick him up and see. Mr. Chi-Town Joe, Party Animal.
Oh, that's true.
What?
I'm a party animal now. I'm officially a party animal. I was going to call in through Skype, but the Skype isn't there. The Skype
link wasn't there?
No. This is, I think, twice in the last month.
Well, Leonardo seemed to be able to find it.
Joe, did you try doing a refresh to get it to appear?
Yeah, I tried it. Yeah. Yeah. And it didn't come up. See, because I thought Leonardo, you know, he calls in on Thursday or wants to talk, but there was one other time he couldn't get on, too. And,
right.
Speaking of Leonardo,
I'm on the phone.
Let's bring him up as well.
Face
Mr.
One,
Leonardo, how are you tonight?
Hi, everybody. I'm fine. What about you?
We're good.
We're doing...
We can barely hear you, Leonardo.
Can you hear me better now?
Yes.
There you go. Hey, Leonardo, it's a minor thing, but I, for the longest time, wanted to know how you pronounce your last name. Is it Gomes or Gomez?
Yes, it's Gomez.
Okay, Gomez.
That you're right, but you guys can call me however you want.
Anything but late for dinner.
Yeah.
Okay, well, what are you watching these days, Leonardo?
I've just watched Love in the Wild, whose host is Jenny McCarthy, hot Jenny McCarthy.
Oh, you saw that last night?
Yeah, but I just think the show is kind of let down. I don't think it's going to last too long. I don't think it's going to be a long-lasting show.
Well, this actually is their second season. It's not. I didn't even finish watching last year's. It's still on my computer, so I can watch them. But it's a little different this season. They've added a couple of twists to it. Certainly, Jenny helps out as far as the hosting. She cracks me up sometimes. She's kind of funny, but. Yeah, we'll have to wait and see. I'm not hooked on it yet. But what other ones are you watching?
I think the show is kind of a mix. Is a mix of The Amazing Race with that Amazing Race ripoff. I forgot its title. Expedition Impossible, because they strap those people. And then, on an island, and then they kind of run around trying to figure out where they have to go next. So I don't know. I don't think its main premise is to find love, but it's just to put some people to just have fun.
Well, surprisingly, Jenny said that the top finishers, the top two couples from last season, apparently are still together. So something worked for them last season. Speaking of Amazing Race, I didn't watch it. It was on YouTube, but they had the premiere of Australian The Amazing Race.
Oh, wow.
Not too long ago. So we've got an Amazing Race season just starting in Australia.
I'm not a big fan of these shows that are not American, you know. to the American version because they are the better. They're the best. The American version is always the best.
We're losing you.
And I'm not just saying that just like Nick gets, you know. We also
I have to say that you probably have seen a lot of different shows in different countries that are, you know, fashioned after the U.S. versions, and so I appreciate your viewpoint on that. It's good to know.
Yeah, I mean, we also had a lot of, you know, versions of American shows here in Brazil. We had The Amazing Race, which was a total bust. It lasted only one season. It wasn't well produced. But, we also had Bachelor, which was.
Leonardo, I think we're going to have to move on. We've got not much time left and other shows that we need to talk about. You're also occasionally breaking up and your mic is popping a little bit. But we'll leave you on listening, and we really love when you call in. And okay. Is there something as we go on here that you want to pipe in about, show us in the chat room. But I'm gonna put you on mute now, and thank you again for your input.
Oh, thanks, guys, for having me once again. Thank you. Bye.
Thanks. Well, I have an announcement to make.
Yeah.
What is your announcement, Joe?
I have been selected by Chelsea Hart from, Real Networks to host the Big Brother premiere party in Chicago.
Woo!
Yeah.
Now, tell me what that means. Are they going to have people streaming the event, from all these different cities?
I do not know. I remember last year they did out of, with Kevin, out of Los Angeles. But, they're doing them all over the United States. Like Adam is doing New York.
Right.
He's the only so far Big Brother person that's doing one in a small bar in New York City. And we individually have to put it all together. And then they send us, Real Networks will send us all the swag and all that stuff. And
yeah.
They will. We will ask them for certain former house guests, and they will do their best to get them to that party.
Cool.
Yeah, I think that's nice. And
I know.
It was weird getting it. The email from Chelsea today. You know.
That's so cool. Pepsi Rich is hosting out in the LA area. I know.
That's true. Yeah, he's doing the L.A. There's one, in Cincinnati. And I haven't seen any in St. Louis, but I know a really, really excellent person that could do it. But and I think she should. Her and Vicky together, good God.
I've been thinking about asking Vicky, so I might talk to her tomorrow.
Yes.
We've got somebody on the switchboard that I need to bring up.
Go.
Hi, Amy. Thank you so much for calling in.
No problem.
I really appreciate it. So
how's
you
everyone?
Watch Hell's Kitchen?
Yes, I do. I do. It just started, I think, this week.
Yes, it did. And I am so excited. Ron and I used to watch Hell's Kitchen, and he loved this show. And
yeah.
It's one of my favorites, too. My husband and I watch it. And Gordon Ramsay has not changed a bit.
No,
they started with 18 contestants, and they got straight to it.
That seemed like a lot to me, 18.
I know. That's what we said, too.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're going to have a longer season or if they're going to, have a double elimination. Yeah, I don't know how it's going to go, but this is going to be an interesting season to see how they do with 18, because I don't think they've ever started with that many.
No, I don't either.
But the first show on, it was two nights ago, they started the service, and it was just a hot mess.
It was disaster.
They didn't.
I could have done better.
you know, some of these people, doesn't it seem like,
yeah,
I don't know if they couldn't cook like at Burger King.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. And
the first guy they booted off there, he seemed like maybe he was from Burger King.
And he was supposed to be
an executive chef.
Chef at 21 years old.
Yeah, that's not happening.
Gordon Ramsay was like, you know, giving him props for becoming an executive chef at such a young age. And this guy couldn't cook anything.
Nothing.
He got thrown out of the kitchen immediately and was just awful. So the first night, obviously, they didn't get service done at all. They didn't get appetizers out. They didn't get anything done. It was one of those shows where Gordon Ramsay screamed and yelled, and it was just a mess. And the first night, it was they actually voted. It was the guys that had to go and vote. The women won the terrible night. And the men had to go and pick two guys to bring back down in front of Gordon Ramsay, and then he chooses one to go home. They originally chose Tavon and Don.
Yes, and they shouldn't have.
Right. It didn't make any sense because Don actually hadn't done anything to get himself in trouble.
No.
And Gordon Ramsay was like, what? And so he just shook his head and said, no, Tavon and Royce, get down here. And so he asked them both why they should, you know, stay in Hell's Kitchen. And he told Royce to get back in line, and he sent Tavon packing. So Tavon is out. The second night, again, it was pretty much a hot mess, but they made it
a little bit better.
Further.
Yeah.
Do you have any favorites so far?
Not really yet. It's hard to tell. I don't know the names that well to even say who they are. The blonde girl seemed pretty good. I don't like that Barbie. I don't know why they didn't send her home the second night.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
I think she's going to be one. They had one last year, and I can't remember her name off the top of my head.
That they just keep around for drama?
That was my exact words last night to my husband. They're going to keep her around for the drama.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. I think
and
so.
There was one last year that they did that. She made it almost through the entire show.
Yes. Yep. I remember her.
He does that. And I don't know why, but I guess for the drama of the show, he keeps one of these people around. But last night, it was, again, a hot mess. They couldn't cook scallops, and that's something that I don't know why when you go on Hell's Kitchen, you should just practice cooking scallops for months ahead of time because that's something that you know you're going to have to do. And these people couldn't get that right at all. And so both teams had to go and choose two people.
Yeah.
Well, on the girls' team, it was Barbie and Roshni, and on the guys' team, it was Royce and Chris. Well, Royce was the one that he had to tell him how to cook mashed potatoes.
Mashed potatoes.
Yes. He had to tell him to add cream and butter to his mashed potatoes. Now, I'm sorry, but when you have to tell somebody to put cream and butter in mashed potatoes, oh, my gosh. And then,
like you said, I don't know where they're getting these people.
I know. Then Chris, again, couldn't cook scallops. And early that morning, they got woke up with a rap band waking them up at, like, extreme decibels, and they had to go out and dig through big mounds of ice to pull out scallops that hadn't been shucked yet. They come in, you know, they're actual Michelle.
Michelle.
Yeah. I'm not from the coast, and I don't eat seafood, so I've never actually seen them like that. But they had to actually find these scallops in this big mound of ice. And Royce got slammed in the face with one of the scallops. And he was bleeding from his nose. It cracked him in the nose big time. But from that punishment, you would have thought, well, they had to have that cook-off where they had to cook six servings of scallops.
Yeah.
And the women won that. And they got to go out on this beautiful yacht with Ramsay. And you would have thought from that, you know, the guys would have learned, you know, okay, we really need to get these scallops perfect. Again, Chris couldn't cook scallops. So Gordon Ramsay told him when he was getting booted, I'm sorry that three scallops and a nonstick pan frazzled your mind. And he booted him out. So now we're down to 16.
Yeah.
And it looks like next week is going to be a battleground because the women are all going after Barbie.
And I'm in a way, I'm glad that the girls are still there because usually they're the first ones booted out, but, you know, and the guys are the ones left. But
you're right. Usually it's the guys that win all of the first few.
Yeah.
Challenges, and the women go down in numbers drastically.
Yes, yeah. But so that's good. But yeah, it's going to be a something else to see these people get together.
I know. So you don't have a favorite yet. You said the blonde. I'm not sure what her name is either.
I don't know. I'm not sure. She was yelling at Barbie.
I know. There's a few in there, and it seems like there's always, like, one girl and one guy that eventually you'll see.
That they have skill, yeah.
That they actually have talent in the kitchen, and they can really cook. And the rest of them seem like they're almost like filler, you know? They really can't cook. But this year, what they're playing to win is a job to cook for Gordon Ramsay in a steakhouse that he's opening in Las Vegas.
Right. I can't remember. Was it at the Rio? I can't remember what hotel it was at. They said, but I'm not sure if it was the Rio or not. But
I don't think it was the Rio, but
I can't remember what hotel.
I can't remember
what hotel it was
either. But it is in Vegas, and it's $250,000, and or that will be their salary. It's $250,000 and cooking for Gordon Ramsay. So
now I've heard that sometimes these deals don't work out, and they don't actually get to be like the head chef at the Vegas, whatever.
I've heard that too.
Yeah.
I've heard that too. So, some of the people, and I can understand because some of the people they have on there, I couldn't imagine being head chef.
No, I can't either. Can't either.
So,
I've been to one of his restaurants.
Have you really?
For lunch, and I can't imagine having those people cooking there.
Wow.
Yeah, it was nice. But
was it really good food?
Yeah, it was. It was just for lunch and just had Caesar salad, I think, if I remember right, with chicken. But it was good. Yeah. Yeah.
That would be great.
Yeah.
Was it up there by where you live? Or?
It was in New York. It was just there.
In New York?
Actually, on vacation, yeah. 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 Did you like the shaving the heads?
That was incredible. I almost forgot about that.
Yeah.
When they started the show, Gordon Ramsay's, what do they call them?
The sous chef,
The sous chef came out and said, you're going to have to show us how much you want to be on the show. And, well, you tell it.
He said the one thing, I don't know, somehow he had shaved his head or something. And
he said back when I first started, this is what I looked like, and he held up a picture of him with a full head of hair.
And he doesn't have any hair now, so he thought that he would ask them to shave off their heads if they really want to be there. And so some guy did it, had a lot of hair, and then a girl did it, didn't she?
Yeah, and they were all raising their hands. They didn't want to, but they were all, he said, now I want to know who really wants to be, you know, who's in this, who really wants to be here, you know, who has the passion, who wants to be here. And they were all raising their hands, but none of them really wanted to do it.
No,
and there was a few girls that were like, no, I don't want to do this. And I think a couple of the girls didn't raise their hands, but most of the rest of the entire crew raised their hands, and they shaved the one guy. He had really long hair, and they shaved his head, and then they pulled up a girl, and they shaved her head.
And then Ramsay came out and stopped them.
He was like, what are you doing? And it turned out to sort of be a hoax.
Yeah.
They had some sort of wig on or something.
Yeah.
To sort of play a trick on everyone. But, it was quite the shocking intro to Hell's Kitchen this year.
Was
the people were standing there in just disbelief that people were actually shaving their heads. So he always has some sort of wild opening. Last year he had his wife involved.
Right. Yeah, I remember that.
Crazy. That guy always is up to something.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't watch MasterChef?
No.
That's a really good one, too.
I've
gotten into that one, too. Okay. Well, Amy, thank you so much for calling in. I hope that you'll stay with me and keep in touch with Hell's Kitchen, because Ron and I always talked about Hell's Kitchen, and I absolutely love it. So I hope you'll keep in touch with me, and we'll talk about Hell's Kitchen every so often.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right?
Thanks, Amy.
Yep.
Thank you so much, babe.
Bye.
Actually, when I was going back and listening to some of the old shows, even way back in the beginning, those were some of Ron's first guests that he had were Hell's Kitchen people. So, yeah, he's been a fan for a long time. Very interesting conversation. I listened to all of it, Jerry.
It's one of those shows that Gordon Ramsay just is such an entertainer in the way that you never know what he's going to do or say next. You know, he's one of those that flies off the handle and screams and yells, and then the next minute, you know, he yells at somebody and he says, very nice, that's cooked so superbly, you know. When you think he's going to scream and yell, he's throwing somebody a compliment, you know.
Yeah.
And he's just a great character to watch, so I enjoy him.
Well, we also have other premieres. I know Storage Wars premiered, and also the new season of Redneck Vacation.
Yes, we've got to get into Redneck Vacation.
I was so happy to see that was coming back on, because I was kind of depressed at the end of the Duck Dynasty season, because that was so fun. But Yep, Redneck Vacation is back. And just to take a little musical break, let's play the theme.
Come on.
Come on. Yeah.
Well, Paul, that's an audio that, you know, I told you the other night that an audio needed to go down. That one needs to be turned up.
You're kidding.
We could barely hear it.
I heard it loud. The other night, by the way, I was surprised that somebody said they, whatever one I was playing, they said it sounded good on their end. So maybe it's something to do with. And this one sounded
Thomas
about...
Thomas just said in the chat room he could not hear it very well either.
Okay.
So it wasn't just me.
Okay, duly noted. I don't know what causes some of them to sound louder at times and softer at times, because they're all set at the same percentage. But it can be adjusted, no doubt about it. But Joe is up back on live, and you watched it, did you not?
I loved it. I think it's the best show. It's a show that just makes you sit back and laugh.
They're definitely going to have a lot of adjustments to make with...
Well, tell everybody that's not watching it, first of all, where they ended up this year.
They are in England.
Yes. They are staying in a mansion, if I'm not wrong, that was started to be built, Cherry, what was it, the 1400s? In the year 1400?
No, 1100s.
Oh, 1100. And
900 years ago, and it would be called a castle in my mind. But
Yeah, true. And it has 97 rooms.
I would be so lost just in the damn house. I wouldn't even need to get lost in the town. I would be lost in the house.
Well, they were lost in town trying to find beer because nobody carries Bud Light.
How about, I forget whose little son it was we were introduced to last season, who was obsessed with vacuum cleaners. And they drive by a store, and his mom says, "Oh, there they sell Dysons." He goes, "I love England."
I know. I love England. Are the difference in the language is when they're in that one pub,
and
they're
gosh.
Trying out all these different ales and beers, lagers, you know, because it's every place is basically a microbrewery, and they find something that they like, so they're drinking this stuff up. And one guy comes up and asks him, he says, "Hey, is there a fag I can pinch?
Anybody have a fag I can pinch?"
Yeah.
And most people don't realize that over there, people call cigarettes a fag.
Yeah.
And
pinches.
That is proper terminology over there. And of course it means something totally different and derogatory here in our language and culture.
Yep.
But over there it's just a cigarette. And when the question was asked, you could have heard a pin drop, and they all just stood there with blank looks on their faces. They sort of looked out of the corners of their eyes at each other, and nobody said a word.
Yeah.
And he asked the question again. Nobody said anything, and he goes, finally he says, "You know, a cigarette." And then he goes, one of them says, "Oh, I'll smoke a cigarette with you, you know." And
that's
finally the silence was broken, but it was hysterical watching them look at each other and just stand there with like this blank look on their face, like they didn't know what in the hell to say when he said, "Anybody have a fag I can pinch?"
Yeah. And they liked the guy because he had, what, so many sheep. They liked the sheep.
Right, right.
We also have news, and this season, Jared and Michelle, who were married in the Hamptons, we find out in the first episode that Michelle is now with child.
She's preggers.
And since the last show aired, we had Chris Tammy proposing to Tammy. Tammy.
Tammy. That's easy for you to say.
Yes.
And so we're going to have an England wedding with them. I feel it's so, the dynamics of the servants for these people are hilarious. The butler, I think, is going to be a huge part of this season and the cast. I love the little conversation between the head maid and the chef in the kitchen.
They were thinking that a redneck was a snob.
Yeah.
And then they were trying to, we're going to have to find out what that means.
Yeah.
You know.
And which one of the ladies is afraid of ghosts? Because
that's
a big thing.
Wendy.
Yeah, Wendy.
Yeah. Wendy.
I felt so bad because they put her in a room that is absolutely anybody would want to stay in because it's so ornate and gorgeous, but it's full of pictures, and she can't sleep in that room because she thinks everybody's looking at her. And they're trying to throw the sheets over the at 4 in the morning and stuff like that. And as you said, Paul, I think with the butler coming in the morning, not even knocking, really, and bringing in tea for these people.
They're going to have to really get used to having the help, the waiter, not the waiters, but the butlers and all of those. I'm not even sure what you call those people, but everyone waiting on them hand and foot. They asked them, can we do things ourselves or do you guys do everything? And they said,
no.
We do it all.
Yeah.
You don't do anything. And they were just like, okay. They said, you'll be called down to dinner by a gong at 6:15. And you can ring a bell if you want anything. And they're like, who can take us out to find some beer?
And then when they found out that it's legal to drink beer in the car, as long as they're not driving, they were all happy. Remember that?
Yep. Okay, Leonardo, thanks for joining us tonight. We've got one heading off to bed.
Good night, Leo.
I guess it's kind of late in Brazil.
True. But I think this season might outdo the last season because of just being in a different country. At least they said they spoke the same language. I couldn't believe that they let them bring in the archery and the deer head.
Yeah,
they had to bring
that
deer head.
Through, how they got the... The
beer?
Bud Light through.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to, they showed us, as they did last year, this season on, at the end of the show, they showed some clips of what's coming up.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And they're in Paris, and they're singing America in a boat, and the Frenchman over the other side said, fuck you. Oh, excuse me.
No.
I'm sorry. I didn't filter myself. Oh, no, I think it's going to be hilarious when they go to...
Yeah,
because
they're drinking in the what is that? It's a famous, what do they call it? The Champs-Élysées, or where they're...
I saw the Eiffel Tower. I didn't see what else you're talking about.
Yeah, but I think where the river next to it is called the Champs-Élysées. And it just, and they're drinking beers and just driving that boat like they did, or when they're trying to fish.
Did you see how bad they tore up the lawn with their four-wheelers?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. I couldn't believe they let them do that. And I don't even know where they got the, I mean, I guess they have four-wheelers over there, but I couldn't believe they allowed them to tear that lawn up like that. I was just, like, in amazement that they did that.
Yeah, because the lawn is cut so low, it's like a lawn, like a, if you were golfing.
Yep.
Yeah, it does look like a golf course. It's beautiful.
It's a, just a beautiful course.
They also, the fishing, I just remembered, they actually, that was at in Loch Ness. They went looking for the Loch Ness monster in Scotland.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, my gosh.
That's coming up, folks.
Mm-hmm.
But
this
is
going to be, you know, one of the commercials that they kept playing before the premiere last night, one of the guys kept saying, "Ain't nothing ketchup can't fix."
Yep.
But at the dinner table when they all had their first dinner last night, and I can't remember his name, one of the guys excused himself from the table, went upstairs, and pulled out a beer from the dresser drawer that he had somehow brought over from America, and I don't know how he pulled that off, but he had packed it and brought it over, had it hidden in his dresser drawer.
Yeah, and he's
he sat down upstairs in his bedroom, popped
and
the beer, enjoyed this beer all by himself in the middle of dinner, let out a big old burp, and then went back downstairs and finished his meal.
Lola wants to know if it was a formal dinner, but it was in a way, because everybody had a name placement, and they, you know, they started out with blood pudding as an appetizer, which I've had, and it's I like it, you know, but they were showing, like, in the future, the squirrels. They're going to go hunting for squirrels.
Yeah.
And then what was the funny thing they said? Where they could get fined for going into, you know, relieving themselves. It's a 60-pound fine.
Yeah. That was on their bus ride from the airport. And I love Tom Arnold's comment. He paused and he goes, "How is it that that bus driver knew exactly what it was?" You know, it's like implying that, okay, I've been there, I've been fined that, you know, 60 pounds. Oh, yeah. But we had in our first episode where near the end where they were eating outside, and there goes Doug.
Yeah.
I think it was Doug that went out in the bushes.
Yeah, right away.
Yeah.
It's funny. It is funny. But, and I can't wait for Redneck Island, because I don't know. From what I've seen, it seems very serious, you know?
Yes, I'm anxious to see that, too, see how that plays out. And
all right, my TV guide did an update, and it still says it's an hour and a half, not a two-hour premiere, so I don't know what's going on with that, but we talked about this last time, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But it premieres on Saturday after episode 2 of Redneck Vacation at 10:30 or 10 o'clock Eastern Time, 9 o'clock Central. Or, as you say, Joe, at 9 o'clock.
What do I say? I call it
Terry
Garcia time. That's on my radio show.
Yep.
I always call it, you know. Well, it's 5 o'clock Eastern time, and it's 4 o'clock Terry Garcia time. So.
You're so funny, Joe.
Your ears must burn every Saturday, because I do that. Speaking of Saturday, if you want to listen, I got a great blues show, if you like the blues.
Absolutely.
And, yeah, I've got everybody from Robert Thompson or Johnson on up. So,
in honor of the famous blues festival in Grant Park up there, from what I understand.
This weekend, in 96-degree weather, that's going to be humid. So it's going to be a tune in.
Yeah.
I have.
Hey, speaking of musicians, I saw, I think, on a tweet, it didn't ring a bell, but somebody from was it Fleetwood Mac? No. Some former band member apparently was found dead by a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Did you guys?
No.
Oh, my goodness.
I haven't looked at anything yet. I was following Dina.
Fleetwood Mac, somebody, Walsh? Not
Joe Walsh.
Not Joe. It was a different Walsh. No, that's what I first thought. I thought, oh, my God. I said, no, wrong Walsh.
Yeah, no. I have no idea. Walsh.
Wow,
who would
I'll have to go
be?
And check that out.
Yeah. It'll probably
well, I have actually him. Attended the Blues Fest up there in Chicago, and that is such a good time up there. That is one of the best blues festivals ever.
And it's packed.
Yes, it
oh,
is
Bob
packed.
Welsh
okay.
killed, Bob Welsh killed himself, Faye said.
Yep. Fleetwood Mac.
No.
Fleetwood Mac, an
That's
early...
Really sad.
An early member of Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah, and a very big solo artist in his own time, you know? Oh,
wow.
Boy. Everybody's dying.
I know.
This week,
so
you know? You know, I was thinking of trying to get the room for this party for the premiere would be in terms of Ron. I wanted to do it at the Cubby Bear, but I got to find out if the Cubs are in town.
Oh!
Boy, that bar has been around for a long time. I've been there many times myself.
They've opened it up even bigger now. And, they, you know, you have, a million TV screens there, you know? And I could get a band or two there to play, too, you know? So it might be fun, you know? I mean, really fun. And we could get a lot
of people. That'd be a great bar to have it at.
Yeah, but if they want $20 million to rent it, you know, but if it's an off night, you know, why not? I'm going to be bringing in the people. And
right.
Yeah.
And, they're advertising it on Reality Nation.
Right.
Right now, where you go to my Twitter. So.
Speaking of the Cubs, I couldn't help but think of Ron today because the Minnesota Twins have a three-game set against the Cubs beginning tomorrow.
Oh.
And I know we would have been doing some smack talk. I mean, both of our teams are like the worst in all of baseball. Our records are the worst. The Cubs are the worst. I think I can't remember who's the second worst, and the Twins are now the third worst. That for a while they were tied at the bottom. But, yeah, somebody else also mentioned about Richard Dawson. I forgot about him having recently passed as
and
well.
Ray,
okay.
And Ray Bradbury.
How are the Cardinals doing?
I don't know. I don't follow your team. I hate the team. But anyways, you know, you have in Illinois, there's a Cardinals lottery ticket they're selling in Illinois now.
Wow.
I was surprised. So,
well, one thing I wanted to mention, I just saw this today. They have a commercial out now online for Jeff Probst's new talk show. It premieres September 10th, and he has it's a little 17-second commercial online, and it says, "Jungle's in the middle of nowhere. I've been there. Extreme heat. I've done that. Why do I want to do a talk show?" And then it shows him throwing up his arms, and he goes, "Air conditioning." So it premieres September 10th, and he will be continuing to do Survivor, it says. So that's going to be something interesting to
how they're
going to
work that
September. I don't know, but it sounds like he's going to be doing both his talk show and Survivor. So he's going to be a busy, busy guy. But it's going to be interesting to see him do a talk show.
Yeah, I think he'll do a great talk show.
I think so too. He's definitely good at asking questions and digging that information out of people, and he's had how many seasons now to practice that during all these tribal councils. He's, you know, gone in there and got the dirt out of all these Survivor contestants, and he does not stop until he gets what he wants out of people. So he's had a lot of practice at, you know, digging for the dirt, and I think it will play out to be, you know, great experience for him on a talk show.
I think so too.
I think he'll be fantastic at being a host.
Is everybody, I know you are, is everybody still watching Flipped Off?
Not me.
I have, I think the latest episode on my TiVo. My TiVo is getting so stacked up right now. Thank goodness my husband is off this weekend, and I should be able to knock a lot of this off this weekend. But it's, my TiVo is just stacked right now with shows I need to watch.
Well, I got mine down to zero.
I hate you.
And I was so glad I did, because a few days later, the BBC America was repeating Planet Earth, in which I think is one of the most fascinating nature documentaries of all time. I just loved it when I first saw it. But now, because of the way my computer's set up and this extra box I have, I was able to finally record them all in high definition. There was 11 episodes. 11 one-hour episodes. There was a two-hour behind-the-scenes, the making of, and there was four new ones. So, I mean, 11, 12, 13, 17 hours high definition that I had room to record. So,
wow.
I actually finished recording all of those for posterity, if you will, in high definition. Just an amazing, amazing documentary.
Yeah, they did a wonderful job. There was a sequel not too long ago, wasn't there?
Called Frozen Planet, and I recorded all of those as well. I think there's about 8 episodes of the Frozen Planet, and that was done by the same people, and it was spectacular as well. The photography that they were able to use, and the places that they were able to go, it just, oh.
It's amazing, their photography and the way they capture things is second to none.
Yep.
Just
so
unbelievable.
I am now been recording some other stuff, and I'm now up to 75. I got a lot to work on here, but I've also been recording old original episodes of Sons of Anarchy.
That's a great show.
Oh,
but you know what starts this Sunday? The 5th season of True Blood, finally.
Well, I don't watch True Blood, but the one that I do watch that I'm looking forward to the next season, which unfortunately is their final season, is Breaking Bad. I love Breaking Bad, and they're going to start their 5th and final season near the end of July, but they're going to split that like 16 episodes. They're going to play 8 of them. They're going to play 8 of them, then they're going to take a break, and the final 8 will be in 2013. So
that's what they're doing with The Closer, my mother told me.
Yeah.
She watches. Yeah, I heard Breaking Bad was great.
Oh, it is.
And Lola and I agree. Dexter is unbelievable. And they only have 2 more seasons left with Dexter. He signed out, so.
My nephew watches that. I thought it was just one more season.
No, it's 2 more seasons.
Okay.
because he got divorced.
Sure.
The woman that plays his sister is his ex-wife now.
Jerry is so lost because we're talking scripted TV here.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I don't know anything about scripted TV.
Well,
I'm
if you
totally
watch Dexter,
lost.
You could hand if you could handle Dexter, it's so
I
well
couldn't.
Written.
I couldn't.
I don't really care for all the blood.
Yeah, it is very extreme when it has to be. But the acting is
all
great.
Right.
Well,
and
I'm going to let you guys go so you
ride?
Can finish off your show.
Thanks,
but if
Joe.
Anybody wants to know anything or keep up with me with this party or if you're in the area, go to Twitter at Mr. Chi-Town Joe. And that's my handle. So
thanks,
I'll be,
Joe.
I love you all, and I'll see you on Monday.
All right,
thank
bye. You, Joe.
Bye-bye now.
And we'll try to make it there on Saturday to listen to your
yes,
radio
three,
show.
It would be 3:30 Cherry Garcia time.
Thank you very much, Joe.
Okay. I'll make sure. I'll know you're there. So Paul's always there. So I'll talk to y'all later. Oh, by the way, just an update on Louie from the fight. He had a few bruised ribs, and, you know, he said that it was the guy he fought was a Golden Gloves winner that was 35, and Louie
wow.
said he's 50. So you can expect what happened. You know, in true glory, Louie signed and took pictures and autographed with everybody, and it sold out. So that was nice. But I'm just worried, that he got beat up a little bit. But
well, I mean, he gets in there and does those things in, you know, the name of charity to get the money for his charities. And
yeah.
I mean, who else would do that kind of thing to go in and face someone like that and face a Golden Glove boxer?
Not me.
Not me
to,
either.
You know, get
and
money
a young
for
one
your
at
favorite
that.
Charity. That's just the kind of person Louis is. He has the heart of gold, and he would do just about anything for the charities that he cares about. And I just love him. He is such a great-hearted guy. He cares about the charities that he works with so much.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah,
so thanks
I
for the
I
update,
interviewed
Joe.
Him.
I appreciate it.
I interviewed him, and he was great. And if I let him go for a half hour, and he talked all about charities. So.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks, Joe. We'll talk to
my
you soon.
My pleasure. Okay, bye-bye then.
Bye.
I want to thank everyone for joining us tonight. It's been a blast. These are the kind of shows that we used to do with Ron and just talk with all of the people that call in and talk about our favorite shows. And it's a much more relaxed kind of show that we get to enjoy with our fans and listeners. And I love this kind of thing where we just sort of chill and chat and
nice change of pace.
Right. It's not as time
well
based and rushed and that kind of thing. So
right. So
we get to enjoy the
any,
people that listen to us a lot more. So.
Yeah. Any teasers or possibilities of on upcoming shows? Certainly our next one is Manic Monday, but anything else you can share that you're working on, Cherry?
Well, LaJuan will be joining us on Manic Monday this Monday.
Oh.
To talk about the Glass House and the upcoming Big Brother season with Michelle Costa. So that should be a fun show. You know, those two, when they're together, are always fun. So that should be a lot of fun. So join us on Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m.
Right.
Central.
And this I got to play.
Hello there. This is LaJuan Handsome Fide Exum from Big Brother 13. I'm on the Rad Reality Show with my boo, Michelle Costa. Love you, baby. Mwah.
Those two, when they're together, they're a blast when they're alone, but when those two are together, it's just a riot. So make sure you're there on Monday. And next Thursday, I don't know if we'll have a guest or not, but stay tuned, watch the Facebook pages, and I'll let you know. So, until then, I'm going to close the show with Ron, as we always do. I want to thank everyone for joining us tonight. Everyone, take care, be kind to each other. Watch your reality shows and join us on Monday. And here is Ron.
So thank you guys for stopping in. I do want to say some other stuff real quick. I was thinking about today about how much we've had so many people that have been faithful callers to our show, but I thank everyone that has been part of the show and is still part of the show. But you know, I want to say thank you to you guys and the reality people that I do this for you guys, and I hope you guys enjoy it. I'm gonna go ahead and close it off tonight, and I appreciate everyone.
I'm going to finish off the show with a little music and say to all of my listeners, thank you guys, and thank you all for coming in.
God bless you, and thank you for listening to the show. And it was a great one.
It was a great one. And I want to thank that girl there, Nancy. I want to thank BB Boston, Amy, and I want to thank Chi-Town Joe and Leonardo all for calling in tonight and joining us in the chat room as well. I want to thank you all for calling in and just making the Rad Reality Show Roundtable a fun show and joining us and talking about your reality shows and what you watch, because that's what this show is about. We love you all, and that's what makes this show special, is us being able to talk with our friends. So thank you all. God bless. Take care. Have a great night, and we hope to see you soon.
Good night.
Good night.